Have you ever heard of anybody referring to themselves as spiritual but not religious, as if that's some sort of deep, profound thing? You know, I've heard about this quite a bit. It's really popular among millennials. It's not deep or profound, and it's actually ruining the country and the church. And we're going to talk about why and how this might play into Bible prophecy on today's Peck Report. All right, very important show for you today. Also, I'm going to do something. Now, luckily, thankfully, for a long time, this channel was just barely surviving on two strikes. We had two community guidelines strikes, which means if we were to get one more, then our channel would be deleted. One of them has just expired, so we're only on one community guideline strikes, which means we have one that we can kind of spare. Now, I'm trying something a little bit new. I've totally demonetized the videos here, and the reason that I've done that, it's not because we don't need the money, because we absolutely do to survive. But I'm doing that because I suspect YouTube's algorithm goes after monetized channels more than non-monetized channels. They'll go after both, but I think the non-monetized, the demonetized channels can get away with a little bit more, at least for now. So I recently talked to my good friend L.A. Marzulli. You guys are, I'm sure, familiar with him. And he said that when he demonetized his channel, he was able to talk about more controversial things without, you know, YouTube busting him down every 5 seconds. Now, it's not a guarantee. I'm willing to try it because we have a strike that we can kind of see what's going to happen. It's not like the safest idea in the world, of course, but I'm willing to try it. And I'm hoping that this will result in more views, because I know we've been shadow banned like crazy. I mean, we supposedly have almost 70,000 subscribers. Now, it has been stuck at 68,000 for a long time, and that was right after a big surge in subscribers. And now it's just been stuck here for a really long time. And when we upload a video, YouTube doesn't notify everybody, so we only get 1,000, maybe 2,000 views per video. And compared to, you know, the 70,000 subscribers that I've spent years trying to build up, that's not a lot. And it's definitely not enough to pay the bills around here and keep Daily Renegade going. So that's why we started doing the membership thing, because YouTube was censoring us so bad. Now, I'm hoping that doing it this way, taking the monetization off completely, yes, it's going to result in a significant drop in revenue for us at first. But I'm hoping and praying that what will happen is our videos will get seen by more people, and more people will sign up and become a member. I'm also going to try promoting things to you that I haven't been able to before. When I first started off, I did all the time, but then I couldn't because I got a warning from YouTube. I'm gonna try and see what happens. Specifically, this. And this, and we'll talk about that more a little bit later. I got to update those, by the way. It's you can find both of those at dailyrenegade.com. But we'll talk about that, in more detail later when I tell you more about the membership. We're also getting a brand new website, which is very expensive, but it's very needed. This is becoming like its own social media thing. So your membership goes to a great place, and we're able to spread the gospel more effectively. I can tell you about some of the things that your membership fees go towards, helping spread the gospel in Israel. I can tell you about that kind of stuff in a minute. But I did start off promising that we were going to talk about the spiritual but not religious thing that we see in our culture that's so trendy and cool now to say that. And, you know, new polling in the U.S. has revealed that there's an all-time high of those who identify as religious nones, N-O-N-E-S, meaning individuals who claim no allegiance to any faith. Many of these nones are part of a growing group of Americans who declare they are spiritual but not religious. and many in this group fall into the millennial age group or younger and claim to have had negative experiences with organized religion in the past and wrote off the church because of it. I remember being one of these people. I remember when I was in New Age, I got into New Age because it was exactly because of this. I felt I was spiritual and not religious. I didn't really like the idea of organized religion. I didn't think that that's what, you know, Jesus set out to do anyway. And it was just, I had a whole mess of just really ridiculous thoughts in my head that I couldn't even defend these. It was all emotion based. And a lot of it was gleaned off of hearing my dumb friends at the time say the same types of things and being influenced by them. But also on top of all that, because I went to a church that didn't really talk about the supernatural stuff that I was really interested in, because of a lot of issues with that church, I didn't have as much of the foundation that I could have had that might have kept me away from being influenced by my friends. I just didn't have that. A lot of people find themselves in that situation today. That's why nobody knows prophecy anymore. Look, if you've even heard the word Nephilim, you are one of very few. It might seem like you're one of a lot because you probably hang around the same group of people online. You're probably part of Daily Renegade or Skywatch TV or something. So it probably seems like there's a lot of us. There's really not. There's really very few. There are very few Christians that even are interested in Bible prophecy at all, and it's because many people will identify as Christian, but they'll say they're spiritual and not religious. Now, according to Barna Research, that group makes up 11% of the population, and of those, even the ones who claim a faith of some kind, 93% do not attend religious service. So the rise is contributing to a concerning pattern. It's concerning not only because people are losing faith, but because of what faith represents as a component of civil society and how it contributes to our lives as a whole. So numerous studies and polls provide evidence that the faithful are generally happier and healthier overall. Religious devotion contributes to stronger marriages, families, friendships, and what appears to be significant protection from depression or addictive behaviors. And actually, if you want citations on all these studies, you can go to dailysignal.com and just search for spiritual, not religious, and this article will come up, and you'll get all the notes and everything that I'm looking at. But, you know, this is really interesting. One study found that homeless individuals who began showing up at church services weekly were far less likely to continue engaging in substance abuse than those who do not. You know, and a lot of millennials today, because it'll get them millions of hits, you know, they'll take their phone out, start recording a video, and they'll give a homeless man a sandwich or something, and they'll say, oh, you know, because of, oh, look at this kind thing that I did, and they'll get a million views and a million likes and everything. And it's like, okay, well, what do you do when the camera's off? Do you take that guy to church? Because, you know, according to this study, if you do that, if you take a homeless guy to church, he's far less likely to continue engaging in any substance abuse problems that he may have. Now, it's not simply the hope found within a higher power that makes the difference. So the social community, rituals, practices that are found within the context of faith, no matter the religion, are the cornerstones that help individuals and society most. So these organized parts of religion that so many nuns, N-O-N-E-S, claim to despise are actually invaluable pieces of our lives. So as organized religion has decreased, rates of depression, anxiety, and addiction have increased comparatively. Now, not only are people happier and less likely to fall into isolation and despair personally, but research also points to some really fascinating numbers regarding charitable giving, volunteering, participation in a number of civic duties. In their data, they have it in a book called American Grace by Robert Putnam and David Campbell. They found that Americans who attend church regularly give more than double to charity than their unchurched counterparts and volunteer in even higher numbers for both faith-based and secular causes. You know, and that's true. Even this ministry, even Daily Renegade, all of our earnings that's not related to Nathan and his treatment, like all of our earnings that we bring in, so this includes your membership fees, we give 20% of that to charities. And, you know, I'm not saying that just to boast. I'm actually telling you that so you know where your money's going. But we have four charities that we help support. Two of them focus on getting the gospel to the Jewish people. We're really passionate about that. One of them is St. Jude's cancer treatment in children for obvious reasons. And the final one is contributing to the pro-life movement, you know, to get this scourge of abortion out of our country. So we do 5% for each of those. It adds up to 20%. So 20% of our earnings. So 20% when you buy a membership, 20% of your membership is going to those causes. So if you agree with those causes, if you want to see more Jews in Israel getting saved, if you want to see an end to abortion, if you want to see some kids get treated for cancer, that's where your membership is going to. So please become a member of Daily Renegade. Today, go to dailyrenegade.com. So even in this ministry, you can see that. And again, that's not to just boast, that's to tell you what we do. But that's true because, you know, a lot of Christians who believe in tithing, they'll say that you tithe 10%. There's a whole bunch of things about that's, you know, kind of misunderstood, but you know, that's, it's fine. That's a good thing to do. It's good to tithe 10%. We've decided to go 20. Because we looked at what we could afford, and we want to be able to do as much as we can. So this is absolutely true. Now the authors posit that these communities of faith, they seem more important than faith itself because of the social engagements, neighborly support, and likelihood that one will extend himself or herself or others in a variety of ways. And when we talk about importance, it's just importance in these types of duties. So the communities that result in these types of charitable efforts, the communities themselves seem to play a larger role. Now, obviously, we would say, you know, both are important. Faith is more important than the community of faith, but you can't forsake the fellowship either. So you can be in a community without faith, but it's hard to have faith without a community to share that in. It's not impossible, I guess. You could just do it all on your own, but it's certainly not recommended. It's not biblical. You don't want to forsake the fellowship of the brethren. Now, with the new high in religious nuns, charitable giving, volunteerism, and civic leadership duties will ultimately decline. Those components of society are quite clearly necessary and in large numbers to maintain the generous, often privately funded ventures that care for the most vulnerable and needy populations in the country and around the world. Again, that's why we do the 20% instead of just 10, and we're just trusting in the Lord that that's going to be fine. That he'll compensate for that. But it's not that people who aren't religious don't want to be charitable, but the influence of religious communities, the local church, synagogue, mosque, has been such an important part of American life for so long that these nuns, or the spiritual but not religious crowd, have to make that extra effort to find that same kind of contagious community spirit around them. But unfortunately, the positive impact of religious institutions has yet to be replicated in any meaningful or large-scale way in the secular sphere. Thus, the effect of so many Americans losing their religion will likely reverberate in devastating ways, like we read about in Scripture, how the love of many will wax cold and stuff like that. Hearts are turning harder. Since 1990, religious giving is down by 50%, which is unbelievable. And such giving compromises a large percentage of Americans' private social safety net. So as people turn from religion towards vaguely defined spiritual but not religious lifestyles, they slowly tear at our social societal fabric because faith-based communities hold much of the country's tangible civility and compassion within them. So younger, religiously skeptical generations who make up the majority of the non-religious haven't realized that religion, unlike spirituality, is about far more than just belief. It's about action. It's about community. It's about tradition. There's a lot more that goes into it. You know, the traditions, rituals, and social interactions that come with attendance at religious services and investment in faith form the foundation for civil society and a framework for how individuals choose to live their lives or donate their money or spend their time. So no government program or secular spiritual pursuit comes close to the kind of influence religion actually has. So while it might be trendy to reject religion based on selective aspects that don't align with one's modern views, but sitting in the pews or kneeling on a prayer rug are about far more than a personal belief in God. They're about conscious actions that lead directly to a better world for individuals personally and for the society as a whole. So we got to keep all that in mind. That's why the world is in the shape that it is, because we already have issues with competing religions. You know, we do. There are other religions such as Islam that take more seriously the religious aspect rather than the spiritual aspect. Yet they obviously do it in a wrong way, oftentimes deadly way. So we gotta keep that in mind too. So I believe that this is all prophetic. But I don't believe that means that it's hopeless. I do believe that we can actually change the culture. We just gotta be honest about ourselves and about Jesus. You know, we have to tell people that Christianity is not defined by us, it's defined by Jesus, but we can't let that be our excuse to just live however we want. We have to live as if we're representing Christ, so they can't call us hypocrites. So we can show them the joy that we have. You know, that's the solution to all of this, but it's going to mean work. It's going to mean us getting out there and doing things. So, we need to do that. Now, we didn't get a chance to get to this yesterday. I do want to talk about how the U.S. ambassador to Israel is proclaiming that Israel is on the side of God. We do got to talk about that. But before we do, we're going to test this and see how it goes. We're going to see if YouTube will allow it. I have got to tell you about Coastline Kratom. Now, I use Kratom for chronic pain. I use it every day. I know this graphic here, right there. Yeah, right there. It says joshpeckdisclosure.com. I believe if you type that address in, it'll still take you there. But it's dailyrenegade.com. Our website has been updated, but our ads have not. So we have to fix that. But it's not joshpeckdisclosure.com. It is dailyrenegade.com. Just click on the link in the description below and you'll find the banner in the sidebar. Coastline Kratom is excellent. This is the highest grade quality Kratom online that you're going to find. Great prices. It's great for chronic pain. I use it every day. It's given me my life back. You don't have to be on opioids. You don't have to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on these pain pills that's just slowly killing you anyway. There is another way out. Do your research though, because there's a lot of misinformation out there about Kratom. There's a lot of articles saying that Kratom is leading to all these deaths and everything. Look into it yourself though, and watch the videos if you can. Watch the videos that I've done on them here. Now, some of them have been deleted. YouTube has gotten rid of them. But basically, I make the case that when they say Kratom related death, that doesn't mean Kratom killed the person. There have been cases where somebody died in a car accident and they call it a Kratom related death. There was one where a guy was texting on his phone and not paying attention, and he died in a car accident. And that's tragic. It's really sad. But I don't think there's no reason to suggest it had anything to do with the Kratom. So there's that. There's people who have had other health issues that likely contributed. So just do your own research. But I can tell you from my own just personal anecdotal experience, Kratom is great. Coastline Kratom is awesome. And if you go to dailyrenegade.com and click on the banner, that's the best way to get it. I believe there's even a code there for a discount. That's why I wanted to bring that up. So don't go directly to the website to Coastline Kratom. You can, but it's better if you go to dailyrenegade.com, click on that banner, and you should see, it should give you a code for a discount. And while you're there, check out CBD Pets and CBD Pure. If Kratom is too much, or if it freaks you out, or if you don't like it for some reason, or if you don't want to risk it, or if you don't have time to do the research, you might try CBD oil. And there's a lot of different varieties out there. There's a lot of different manufacturers. I like CBD Pure and CBD Pets because, for one thing, they make a human version and a pets version, and that's pretty cool. So if you have pets that suffer from anxiety issues or something like that, this can be great. Not only that, but they also put all of their scientific testing on all their products products on their website. So they actually scientifically test every single batch that they make to make sure that it's organic, that it's totally pure, pesticide-free, all of that stuff. And all their information is on their website that you can check out. Go to dailyrenegade.com, click on the banner in the link, or click on the banner in the sidebar. Go there and order from there. You will not be disappointed. I've heard many people say that they've gotten their life back from CBD. That it's helped a lot with joint pain, with anxiety, with brain fog, with insomnia. You take a little bit before bed. I've heard people say that. So it's just good. Try it out. Although I should mention too, both of these companies, Coastline Kratom and CBD Pure, CBD Pets, they offer money back guarantees. So you really don't have anything to lose. You don't have there's really no risk here. So try it out. If you don't like it, send it back, get your money back. Again, Daily Renegade, dailyrenegade.com. Don't listen to the ad where it says Josh Peck disclosure. It's lying to you. Anyway, so, we're going to try that and see if YouTube's going to allow that. You know, I keep track on what people are interested in. I try to bring you products that I believe in and that I believe would benefit you, but I also keep track of what people are actually interested in. And by a landslide, people are interested in the Kratom and the CBD. Not as much for, you know, guitar strings or, you know, not even USCCA or the Ultimate Food Bundles, you know, a little bit here and there, but there hasn't been as much interest as there has with Kratom and CBD. So I want to be able to provide you with something. It tells me there's a need there. I know many of you are chronic pain sufferers. Many of you follow me because when I first came on the scene, I was talking about my chronic pain issues, my bone disease and all that. And a lot of you identified with that. So, anyway, so I hope that'll help. Now, before we get to this next story, which is going to be for members only, I've got to tell you about dailyrenegade.com and why you want to be a member today. You absolutely want to be a member today. Becoming a member today means that you'll have access to full ad-free and exclusive videos you can't find anywhere else. You get full episodes of Peck Report, Apollineering, Christian Contrarian, Through the Black, a yet-to-be-released Ryan Peterson Show, The Z-Files, and many, many more. You'll also have full access to our members-only message board, which, by the way, we are basically building a social media platform. And now it's only going to be for members to really take advantage of all the features. But dailyrenegade.com, it's going to be its own forum where you're going to be able to have a profile pic and do your own posts, and you'll be able to like save videos and have like a watch later thing and comment and rate and thumbs up and all that stuff. It's going to be great. Every show is going to have its own page. I recently just got the samples back for the new website. They look fantastic. So that is coming up soon. But again, all of this is going to be for members only. I also don't know for sure what toll this demonetization of our channel is going to take. I can't say for sure, but it's a possibility the cost of membership might go up for new members in the future. This won't be for people who already have a membership. If you already have a membership, you won't have to pay any more than you're paying now. If it happens at all, we'll have to see. If it happens at all, it'll be for new members. So don't wait to be a new member. Don't wait and do it later. Do it now. Do it now while it's still cheap. And it is really cheap. It's only $10 a month or it's $100 a year. That is the better deal because then you get 2 months for free. You just pay once. You don't have to think about it for a whole year. But either way, it works out to being less than a cup of coffee a day. It breaks down to you having access to 3 or 4 videos, sometimes even more, for every dollar of your membership. So to be a member today, just click on the link in the description below. Go to dailyrenegade.com. There is a link for that in the description below. All right, everybody on YouTube and Facebook, thank you so much. Members, hang on the line. We got more to talk about. But for everybody on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to this channel and click the bell for notifications. If you're viewing this on Facebook, make sure to like our page, follow our page, follow the official Daily Renegade page. And to everybody else, just thank you so much. Till next time, take care and God bless. All right, members, thank you for your membership. So We didn't get to this yesterday. We didn't have time, but let's talk about this proclamation from the U.S. ambassador to Israel. I thought this was kind of a cool story, and so I wanted to talk about it a little bit. But the U.S. ambassador to Israel said this week that Israel is on the side of God. Ambassador David M. Friedman was speaking at an evangelical group event that marked the anniversary of Jerusalem becoming a U.S. embassy. So he told attendees that the relationship between the U.S. and Israel was getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Quote, and the second reason that is that Israel has one secret weapon that not too many countries have. Israel is on the side of God, and we don't underestimate that. So that's what Friedman, end quote, that's what Friedman said. With Friedman as ambassador, the Trump administration has made several moves that some have said are too partial to Israel, such as moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Also that, the U.S. has made significant cuts to aid for the Palestinians. Palestinians and Palestinian supporters say they are worried that Friedman is representing Israel's right-wing policy more than the U.S. So Daniel C. Kurtzer, who was on Washington's ambassador in Israel under both Republican and Democratic presidents, said, quote, as the ambassador of the far-right Orthodox Jewish community in the United States, Friedman's comment makes sense. As the supposed ambassador of the United States government and all its people, it is an extremely inappropriate comment, end quote. Yeah, right. So others such as Saeb Erekat of the Palestinian Liberation Organization said Friedman shouldn't have mentioned God at all in his comments. Man, they really get burned up when anybody mentions God, don't they? So he wrote, quote, what Ambassador Friedman is telling Palestinians, Christians, and Muslims was that God is against them or that they're enemies of God. This was never an American position, end quote. Friedman is also reportedly close with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So Tuesday, Friedman even mentioned their relationship, joking, it's been difficult to be apart from you for so long. That was a direct quote. Now, on giving more support to Israel, Friedman added, I don't believe in enough. So that's great. Good position to have for Friedman. And, you know, we're seeing more of that, this, which is great. We're seeing more Israeli support. Now, why do we care so much about Americans supporting Israel? Because it's the only nation in the Middle East that's even close to our values. It's the only democracy over there. And in strictly geopolitical terms, it could be a light to the rest of the world. Now, I'm not talking about in spiritual terms. I'm only talking about in political terms. Now, eventually, we do know that it will be a light to the rest of the world. Israel will be when Jesus returns on the Mount of Olives. So we do know that. But also, Israel is incredibly important because I don't believe for a second that God is done with Israel. I think there's more in store. And I think that it's really important we get Jewish people saved. So again, that's, like I mentioned before, that's what part of your membership goes to. We support two different organizations that work in that effort to spread the gospel to the Jewish people in Israel. So that is 10% of it. Then 5%, you know, is the pro-life thing and, you know, pro-life stuff. And then 5% is St. Jude. So it goes to good causes. But keep us in prayer, please. Keep Daily Renegade in prayer. I got to be honest. There are times where I wonder if all of this was a mistake, if this was worth it, if this is going to pan out. But, you know, those are human thoughts. I am just trusting in the Lord, trusting God with wherever he's going to take this. So I just ask for your prayers, please, that I will make good decisions with the future of this ministry. I believe that I will. I believe I've got a clear focus for where it's headed. But just keep me in prayer for that and keep Daily Renegade in prayer and all of us, the whole Daily Renegade family, that we'll be able to continue doing this in the days ahead. All right, everybody, thank you so much for your membership. And until next time, take care and God bless.